It's Thursday, the 25th day of April, and this is Today in the Sioux, our daily podcast from SiouxToday.com, where we do our best to keep you informed of the things that are happening in and around our community and things that we think you might find important or interesting. Think of it as both newsworthy and noteworthy. I'm Scott Sexsmith. A beautiful day ahead, looking for nothing but sunshine, and we should get up to 10 or 11 degrees. All right, let's get to the headlines on this Thursday, and we'll start on the police beat. An accused drug trafficker is behind bars after local police seized a huge stash of suspected fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine. The bust began Monday around 6 p.m. when officers arrested a man in the 700 block of Queen Street East who was allegedly carrying 1 gram of meth and about $2,300 in cash. Detectives then executed a search warrant at the suspect's residence in the 700 block of Wellington Street East, where they say they found almost $22,000 worth of illicit drugs, including 78 grams of suspected fentanyl, 45 grams of suspected methamphetamine, and 14 grams of suspected coke. 40-year-old Jason Gilbert is facing a number of charges. Meantime, police say a teenager has been charged after allegedly firing a cap gun at people downtown earlier this week. Police say around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, officers on patrol responded to a report of a youth pointing and firing a cap gun at people in the 200 block of Bay Street. The 15-year-old has been charged with mischief, using an imitation firearm in the commission of an offense, and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. A small yet vocal group of community members gathered outside the band office in Garden River First Nation yesterday morning to demand answers from their chief and council. They say a lack of information on the First Nation's share of the historic $10 billion settlement for past compensation is continuing to cause rampant rumors, speculation, and misinformation around the disbursement of millions of dollars in that settlement that will eventually flow into 21 First Nations across northeastern Ontario. James Hopkin has a great read on this and tells you what the only two questions are that people want answers to. Check it out today. It is on site as we speak. 35 years after Tara Hall was destroyed by fire, a new 5-story building is rising on the site at 110 Pym Street behind the Algonquin Hotel. Reporter David Helwig has that story of the build and how it went from the original design of 72 units to 103 units. Read that story while you're on site at SiouxToday.com. The YMCA is still in the headlines, and let's be honest, it seems that almost daily there's dribs and drabs of new information. Safe to say, lots of moving parts here. To get a crystal clear, up-to-the-minute update, take a few minutes, pour a coffee, and read Ken Armstrong's story that covers everything that we know, and even some things that we don't know. What was done, what should or could have been done, and some of the players involved. It is worth the read. And finally today, I want to say a big congrats to the Sioux's Andy Hadar. The 36-year-old Algoma Steel employee just finished the Boston Marathon and did so in 3 hours and 1 minute. Here's the best. Andy just took up running 2 years ago. Alex Flood details Andy's journey in his story and also has some very cool pictures to go along with it. So if you need a feel-good story of the day, check that one out today. Sioux and area weather, sunshine and 10 degrees, the high. Clear tonight, low down to -3, sunshine and 12 tomorrow. Enjoy it while we can. At this point, the weekend doesn't look very good at all, with rain expected both Saturday and Sunday. That's all for Today in the Sioux. Don't forget, download and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can drop us a comment on site or send us an email. We love getting emails. Today in the Sioux at SiouxToday.com. Today's show produced by Derek Turner. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.